Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is January 20th, 2021. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Ether's rise to record highs may propel cryptocurrency to $10,500. Fundstrat Global. European Commission, ECB unite to consider potential pitfalls of the digital euro. Lightspeed, Pantera join $20 million raise for crypto market maker Wintermute. Trustee of collapsed exchange moves to resolve crypto versus fiat creditor claims tussle. Salesforce, Lime execs join board of Polkadot-inspired Sear Network. Bitcoin falls 5% despite continued accumulation by investors. First mover, what's next for Ethereum after cryptocurrency hits all-time high? Now let's get started. Ether's rise to record highs may propel cryptocurrency to $10,500, Fundstrat Global. Fundstrat strategist David Grider based his bullish prediction in part on the promise of Ethereum's technology. Even after setting a new record high of $1,439 on Monday, the rally for Ethereum's Ether cryptocurrency may have only just begun, according to Fundstrat Global Advisors strategist David Grider. Basing his prediction partly on use cases for Ethereum's blockchain technology, Grider wrote in a note Tuesday that Ether ETH, -9.26%, has scope for a rally to $10,500, according to Bloomberg. That's an over sevenfold rise from the current price of $1,320. Ether is the best risk-reward investment play in crypto, Grider said, adding that blockchain computing may be the future of the cloud. Grider sees bullish pressure stemming from the second largest cryptocurrency's growing role as the underlying infrastructure for the decentralized finance, or DeFi, space, which witnessed explosive growth in 2020. Ethereum is also eyeing transaction processing ability to rival card payment giants with a major network upgrade, per the report. Ethereum launched its Beacon Chain in December, kicking off a three-part series of transitions aimed at building a blockchain capable of handling an entire financial system. However, any delay in the impending upgrades could hurt Ether's price, Grider said. Risks to the rally prediction include setbacks for the network upgrade or a crypto bear market. European Commission, ECB unite to consider potential pitfalls of the digital euro. The digital euro project may get underway in mid-2021 after a period of review. The European Commission and the European Central Bank, ECB, are teaming up to consider potential issues that could arise from the digital euro before a decision is made to kick off the digital currency's development this summer. The two European Union institutions now plan to cooperate on exploring the possibility of issuing a digital euro, as a complement to cash and payment solutions supplied by the private sector, according to a joint statement from the ECB and the European Commission on Tuesday. The ECB is to decide whether to set the project in motion sometime in mid-2021, they said. Such a project would answer key design and technical questions and provide the ECB with the necessary tools to stand ready to issue a digital euro if such a decision is taken, the joint statement reads. As reported by EU policy-focused news service EURACTIV on Wednesday, the ECB closed the public consultation on its plans for the digital euro on January 12, which found privacy was a primary concern among 41% of respondents. Both institutions will consider the policy, legal and technical questions emerging from a possible introduction of a digital euro, they said in the joint statement. EURACTIV said it understands employees from the European Commission including financial services, economy, and digital affairs, will now be drawn into a new working group with the ECB for the collaboration. ECB President Christine Lagarde said earlier this month she expects the digital euro to launch in no more than 5 years. Lightspeed, Pantera join $20 million raise for crypto market maker Wintermute. The Series B will fund a push into Asia and the launch of a derivatives business. London-based Wintermute, an algorithmic liquidity provider for digital assets, closed a $20 million Series B led by Lightspeed Venture Partners with participation from Pantera Capital. Other investors joining the round include Sino Global Capital, Kinetic Capital, Rockaway Blockchain Fund, Hack VC, DeFi Alliance and Avon Ventures, a venture capital fund affiliated with FMR LLC, the parent company of Fidelity Investments. Announced Wednesday, Wintermute plans to use the funding to open its first international office in Singapore in the first quarter of this year, spearheading a general push into Asia, the company said. The company also plans to launch a derivatives business and offer RFQ or request for quote services for counterparties, typically used for trading illiquid markets. RFQ is basically an automated version of Wintermute's over-the-counter trading business and something the firm was literally pulled into by its counterparties, according to Wintermute COO Marina Gurevich. We were doing a lot of OTC transactions with various institutional counterparties and many of them were asking us to offer RFQ so they could trade more with us, Gurevich said via email. With institutional demand for OTC growing in December, we've seen demand accelerate, so we were doing pilots and are launching beta RFQ now. Founded in 2017, Wintermute provides liquidity on more than 500 spot trading pairs, on DYDX perpetual swaps and a handful of crypto exchange traded products, ETPs, from 21 shares. As well as centralized exchanges and OTC, Wintermute is focused on the burgeoning world of decentralized finance, DeFi. Gurevich said Wintermute will look to provide liquidity to decentralized exchanges, DEXs, that the firm believes in, even if their volumes are low. We work with many DeFi projects supporting liquidity of their tokens on CEFI exchanges. We don't charge fees and we partner with the projects we believe can have an impact long-term, Gurevich said. We help projects start AMMs, automated market makers, and support liquidity there. We work with DEX aggregators to provide liquidity directly and this is what we believe will grow in future. Back in July 2020, Wintermute raised $2.8 million in funding from Lightspeed. Over the course of last year, the company said it has seen explosive trading volumes, growing at a 60% monthly rate and reaching $30 billion monthly trading volume by December. As part of today's announcement, Jeremy Liu, partner at Lightspeed, will join Wintermute's board of directors. Wintermute has grown almost 25x since we led the Series A round just 6 months ago, Liu said in a press statement. That rarely happens. Trustee of collapsed exchange moves to resolve crypto versus fiat creditor claims tussle. Bankruptcy trustee EY is trying to resolve a dispute over how to value cryptocurrencies recovered from Quadriga CX. Ernst & Young, EY, the bankruptcy trustee for the defunct exchange Quadriga CX, is trying to resolve a dispute over how to value the firm's cryptocurrency assets before disbursement to creditors. EY will head to court on January 26 to argue the valuation date for cryptocurrency claims should be considered from the date of the exchange's bankruptcy on April 15, 2019. The firm is taking a different stance from affected user, crypto startup BlockCat, which wants the digital assets to be valued as of February 5, 2019, when Quadriga received court protection to restructure under Canadian federal law. The date used will greatly affect how cryptocurrency is valued and, thus, how much creditors receive from the remaining pool of assets. BlockCat has made a claim of $4 million Canadian, $3.14 million United States dollars, seeking to maximize its payout. It has brought a motion arguing the date for valuing cryptocurrency claims of other users should commence from the exchange's initial court order with respect to the company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA. The issue at hand pits Quadriga's former users who have predominantly cryptocurrency claims against creditors who predominantly have claims for fiat currency. In total, Quadriga users have made 17,053 claims with a value of either CAD $224 million or CAD $291 million, depending on the date used for asset valuation. The trustee has to pay out claims made for cryptocurrency and US dollars in Canadian dollars, meaning the court must decide on a date for valuation before it can proceed with disbursement. A factum, a statement of the facts of the case, was filed by EY to the Ontario Superior Court of Justice on Tuesday in connection with its motion for an order to use the prevailing exchange rate on the date of bankruptcy for the conversions. According to commercial litigator Evan Thomas, who assessed the trustee's figures as outlined in the factum, a user with a claim solely for CAD will recover 23% less if the April 15, 2019 date is used. As shown above, the price of cryptocurrencies between February 2019 and April 2019 typically rose. As such, a former Quadriga user with a claim solely for Bitcoin BTC, -9.62%, would get 14% more in CAD if the April date is determined as the legitimate date by the courts. If BlockCAD convinces the court that cryptocurrency claims should be valued at the February date, the relative share of the Quadriga pool to be paid to affected users with CAD claims would increase, Thomas noted. The case is novel in Canadian law. No bankruptcy court in Canada has previously been asked to determine at what date claims made in cryptocurrency should be valued in Canadian dollars, EY states in the factum. Quadriga CX, formerly Canada's largest cryptocurrency exchange, went dark in January 2019, following banking issues, stalled customer withdrawals and the reported death of its founder and CEO, Gerald Cotton, in December 2018. Salesforce, Lime execs join board of Polkadot-inspired Sear Network. Sear's new board members don't want a half-assed approach to enterprise blockchain. Enterprise blockchain upstart Sear Network has added former Salesforce COO Rajani Ramanathan and current Lime chairman Brad Bau to its board, Sear announced Wednesday. San Francisco-based Sear is taking a fresh approach to the slow-moving world of big business blockchain, which usually involves retrofitting some private but shared ledger among a group of banks or logistics companies. Sear is described as being aligned with Polkadot, the public blockchain interoperability protocol built by Ethereum co-founder Gavin Wood. In fact, Sear has built its own Layer 1 blockchain network that is similar and compatible with Polkadot, explained Sear Network CEO Fred Jin. Because it's built on top of Substrate, the same modular blockchain code framework on which Polkadot is built, Sear can facilitate cross-chain asset transfers and interoperability with most of the other Polkadot Substrate projects, as well as other public networks such as Ethereum soon, Jin told CoinDesk via email. As such, Sear's goal of shaking up customer relationship management (CRM) software is closer to some Ethereum-based initiatives that are also looking to combine private versions of the tech with the public mainnet, such as the Baseline protocol. Sear is more focused on consumer enterprise use cases that can really benefit from blockchain technology, such as identity, privacy, micropayment, derivative assets, said Jin. Jin said Sear's hub and spoke model allows for existing enterprise chains such as Hyperledger, the Linux-affiliated DLT greenhouse that includes Fabric, IBM's preferred blockchain protocol, to be linked to Sear and data to be connected from these chains with the wider Polkadot ecosystem. A partnership between IBM and Sear would therefore be a possibility in the future, Jin added. Sear has raised $5 million in investment since August 2019 to build out decentralized CRM tools, and since then has signed several Fortune 1000 companies as clients, Sear said. Commenting on joining the Sear board, Limes Bao, who was previously VP of Tencent Games, said the trend towards blockchain-based decentralization goes beyond a discussion around technology. I think it will change the whole world, Bao said in an interview. But as we achieve that, we must be sure we do that decentralization in a way that does not degrade existing products and services or compromise security in any way. Former Salesforce exec Ramanathan said she decided to leave the enterprise software giant to work with startups that are taking a fresher approach. It's still baby steps with enterprise blockchain, Ramanathan said in an interview. But it's about rethinking your business processes from the ground up, not just making existing software more efficient. taking existing software and trying to keep up with new technologies is a half-assed approach. Bitcoin falls 5% despite continued accumulation by investors. Bitcoin fell from $36,000 to $34,000 Wednesday morning, despite continued buying from investors. Investors continuing to buy Bitcoin didn't stop the top cryptocurrency by market value from slipping by over $2,600 on Wednesday. Bitcoin fell from $36,000 to $34,000 this morning, UTC time, and was last seen changing hands near $34,300, representing a 5% drop on the day, according to CoinDesk 20 data. The price drop comes a day after U.S. Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen suggested lawmakers curtail the use of cryptocurrencies amid terrorism concerns. "I think many cryptocurrencies are used, at least in transactions sense, mainly for illicit financing, and I think we really need to examine ways in which we can curtail their use and make sure that anti-money laundering doesn't occur through those channels," Yellen said Tuesday. While the cryptocurrency is down, it's still within a week-long narrowing price range, as seen on the chart below. A move below the lower end of the triangle would expose support at $30,000. Strength in the dollar index DXY, which tracks the greenback's value against other major currencies, and regulatory concerns could trigger a Bitcoin range breakdown. The DXY's performance has had a big influence on Bitcoin's price since the March crash. At press time, the DXY is flatlined near 90.50. The odds, however, appear stacked against a notable price drop, as Bitcoin investors remain undeterred by the bull market's pause and continue to boost their holdings. The number of addresses holding at least 1,000 BTC has risen from 2,407 to a new lifetime high of 2,438 in the past 7 days, according to data source Glassnode. The rise does not necessarily imply the same growth in the number of investors, as a single person or entity can hold multiple addresses. Meanwhile, the number of bitcoins locked up in accumulation addresses has gone up by 30,000 to 2,739,166 BTC in the past week. Accumulation addresses are those that have at least two incoming non-dust transfers and have never spent funds. Dust refers to insignificantly tiny amounts of the digital asset. The metric does not include addresses belonging to miners and exchanges, and excludes addresses last active more than 7 years ago to adjust for lost coins. Lastly, Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, GBTC, the biggest publicly traded crypto investment trust, purchased a total of 16,244 BTC, $607 million, on Monday, sucking out significantly more supply from the market than miners had added. Grayscale's inflows aided the price rally from $15,000 to over $41,000 seen in the past 3 months and are pivotal for bull market continuation, according to JP Morgan. Grayscale is owned by Digital Currency Group, CoinDesk's parent company. It remains to be seen if persistent buying from large investors translates into a quick recovery. A breakout from the narrowing price range would imply a continuation of the bull run and open the doors for the psychological hurdle of $50,000. First mover, what's next for Ethereum after cryptocurrency hits all-time high? The Ethereum blockchain is growing fast thanks to DeFi, and some traders say the Ether cryptocurrency could notch further gains. Bitcoin BTC, the largest cryptocurrency, was down for a second straight day, pushing toward the lower end of the range between $34,000 and $40,000 where prices have traded for the past couple weeks. Ether ETH, the second biggest cryptocurrency, retreated after surging on Tuesday to a new all-time high price of $1,439. Our market moves column, below, looks at the significance of this milestone. See also the latest issue of CoinDesk's Valid Points newsletter by our colleagues Christine Kim and Will Foxley, exploring the intrinsic value of Ether. The price pullback is somewhat disappointing, but also not entirely unexpected given the focus elsewhere, most notably the transition of power in the US, said Denis Vinokourov, head of research for the cryptocurrency prime broker Bitquant. In traditional markets, European shares rose and U.S. stock futures pointed to a higher open ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's scheduled swearing-in on Wednesday in Washington at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, 1700 Coordinated Universal Time. Gold strengthened 0.5% to $1,848.78 an ounce. Market moves. Just a month after Bitcoin eclipsed its old all-time high from the bull run 3 years ago, prices for the lesser-known but more versatile Ether notched a new record on Tuesday, $1,439.33, based on CoinDesk pricing. And just as Bitcoin's rapid ascent has spurred a new wave of lofty price predictions, analysts and investors in digital asset markets immediately set about speculating on what comes next for Ether, the native cryptocurrency of the Ethereum blockchain. Ethereum will soon pass to the next level, the trader and analyst Alex Kruger tweeted Tuesday. Points to watch range from $1,500 to $2,750, he added. The run already looks pretty impressive. Prices climbed nearly sixfold last year and have surged another 90% just in the first few weeks of 2021. Ether is the second biggest cryptocurrency by market value, which is becoming increasingly significant in comparison to real-world analogs, including several big U.S. banks that sit at the hub of the traditional economy. The price surge over the past few days has pushed the market value of all the existing Ether in the world to about $160 billion. At that level, it's larger than the U.S. financial behemoths Wells Fargo, $135 billion, and Citigroup, $132 billion, as well as the 86-year-old Wall Street investment bank Morgan Stanley, $137 billion. Bitcoin's market value is about $644 billion, for what it's worth. The logical justification for comparing the value with banks is that the Ethereum blockchain is the primary venue for development of decentralized finance. DeFi is a subsector of the cryptocurrency industry where entrepreneurs are using open-source software to build semi-automated versions of lending and trading platforms atop blockchain networks. The theory is that they could someday replace or at least disrupt traditional financial firms. The comparison isn't perfect because Ethereum works more like a network for companies and developers to build upon rather than the companies themselves. But the exercise does point to the ecosystem's no longer dismissible scale. This is key for the value of Ether because the cryptocurrency is often used as collateral within DeFi protocols as well as used to pay fees on transactions over the Ethereum blockchain. Collateral socked into DeFi protocols has soared to almost $25 billion, from about $700 million at the start of 2020, and even Brian Brooks, who stepped down last week as acting U.S. controller of the currency, tweeted Tuesday that DeFi might be scary to some today but necessary tomorrow as some banks start telling you what you can and can't do with your own money. According to the industry tracker Dapp Radar, about 45% of 238 new decentralized applications in 2020 were designed to run on the Ethereum blockchain. The top 10 applications, known as dApps, were responsible for 87% of transaction volumes on the blockchain, Dapp Radar wrote in a recent report. DeFi development has been progressing rapidly, the blockchain analysis firm Coinmetrics wrote Tuesday. Although institutions likely aren't wading into DeFi at this stage, there may be growing interest from traditional finance investors drawn in by the technology. The Ethereum ecosystem also has growing similarities with traditional fixed income markets, especially now that the blockchain is transitioning toward a staking system, where new rules will reward investors with juicy yields for putting in the capital needed to assure network security. There's even a growing demand for Bitcoin that's tokenized to make it compatible with the Ethereum network, where the tokens can then be deposited into DeFi protocols in exchange for attractive interest rates. And just as Bitcoin has benefited from a wave of big institutional investors allocating money to the asset, a raft of headlines on Ether could draw fresh interest from professional managers. Changpeng Czizhou, CEO of Binance, the world's biggest cryptocurrency exchange, wrote this week in a quarterly report that Bitcoin works like a gateway for investors getting into the digital asset ecosystem. People enter via Bitcoin and will almost certainly eventually explore other things in the crypto space, he wrote. The Chicago-based futures exchange CME, which helped make cryptocurrencies more accessible to traditional investors when it launched Bitcoin futures trading in late 2017, announced in December that it plans to start Ether futures next month. This will give a more extensive base of institutional investors access to ETH exposure, the Norwegian cryptocurrency analysis firm Arcane Research wrote Tuesday in a weekly note to clients. There are risks, of course. Ether prices are even more volatile than those for the notoriously volatile Bitcoin. And over the past year, as DeFi activity grew, the Ethereum network suffered from congestion and elevated transaction fees. Blockchain contenders have sprung up to challenge Ethereum, including Polkadot, Cardano, and Binance Smart Chain, according to Dapp Radar. Even so, Simon Peters, market analyst for the trading platform eToro, said Tuesday in emailed comments that he's impressed with the network's ability to host decentralized streaming applications, web browsers, video games, shared computing power services, and digital art shops. In addition to DeFi, this plethora of uses has contributed to Ethereum's price rise, Peters wrote. As more dApps are built on the Ethereum blockchain, its utility increases. He said it's very feasible that Ether could hit $2,500 this year, as it benefits from the extended cryptoasset bull run we are currently seeing. In that sense, it's just like Bitcoin. A key use case for Ether is speculation. Investors' ongoing appetite for Bitcoin wasn't enough to prevent the top cryptocurrency by market value from slipping by over $2,600 on Wednesday. Bitcoin fell from $36,000 to $34,000 early Wednesday, Coordinated Universal Time or UTC, and was last seen changing hands near $34,300, representing a 5% drop on the day, according to CoinDesk 20 data. While the cryptocurrency is down, it's still within a week-long narrowing price range, as seen on the hourly price chart. A move below the lower end of the triangle would expose support at $30,000. The odds, however, appear stacked against a notable price drop, as Bitcoin investors remain undeterred by the bull market's pause and continue to boost their holdings. The number of addresses holding at least 1,000 BTC has risen from 2,407 to a new all-time high of 2,438 in the past 7 days, according to the data provider Glassnode. Meanwhile, the number of Bitcoins locked up in accumulation addresses has gone up by 30,000 to 2,739,166 BTC in the past week. Accumulation addresses are those that have at least 2 incoming non-dust transfers and have never spent funds. Dust refers to insignificantly tiny amounts of the digital asset. Lastly, Grayscale Bitcoin Trust (GBTC), the biggest publicly traded crypto investment trust, purchased a total of 16,244 BTC, $607 million, on Monday, sucking out significantly more supply from the market than miners had added. It remains to be seen if persistent buying from large investors translates into a quick recovery. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.